Dave's Daily Podcast. Let's go! The best bits from the Radio City Breakfast Show.
Oh, you know I'm no good with numbers, and it wasn't episode 24 yesterday.
Oh, you're joking.
No, it was episode 25, which means today's episode 26. I'm sorry, I let everyone down.
Nightmare. Well, look, it's a good listen today. You'll have a laugh. Dave put his marriage on the line, and you literally made a huge decision on his behalf. So he's going to have to live with the consequences based on what you told him to do.
I literally can't remember anything else happening in the show today. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
My head's in tomorrow. Now, in case you're listening, this is Thursday after the show. We've recorded this. Tomorrow, we're being... asked to go to Dublin.
You were going to say forced then, wasn't you? Do you think the management listen to the podcast?
Of course they don't listen to the show. They don't listen to the podcast. We're being made to go. We're having fun in Dublin.
We're treated to
a trip to Dublin tomorrow because it's a
stop work, speaking, play the podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Morning, it's Leanne and David Breakfast on for Thursday, or Friday minus one, as it shall now be known.
Yes, we're off tomorrow. Dave's off partying in Ireland, and I got my dates mixed up, so I'm going to be in the house mopping up. Don't be shocked if you don't hear us tomorrow morning.
No, we're not.
Dave's going to be partying, but follow him on Twitter, because you know Fun Time Dave, he'll be living it up big time.
I don't want to go.
Dublin!
I want to go to bed.
I know this...
I would rather, just because you know when you get, what you know, right, because you're up this early, right, you're part of the early morning crew. If someone says to you, do you want to go away with all the work people and have a really nice day?
But it means you have to get up like you're going to work
at 6 o'clock in the morning. 6:30. Or... do you want to do what Leanne's managed to wangle and just stay at home in bed all day? When you're an early morning person, you want to just stay in bed.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone who doesn't do the breakfast, and this is right, let's be honest.
Go on, Dave.
Everyone
start
here,
as you mean to go on.
Everyone here that doesn't get up this time in the morning, all the sales monkeys upstairs and that lot, all that lot, be like, oh, buzzing, this is the best thing ever because we get to stay out all day, it's amazing. Yeah. Whereas people that get up at this time of day every day will be broken because it's just another working
day.
You've
done it all week.
It's a novelty for them getting up early.
Yeah, and this
it's
is a
standard
crescendo.
For us.
This is when you're literally on your knees at this point of the week, aren't you? We can all agree, we're all awake at 6:10.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be, we want to have our eyes shut. So tomorrow when everyone's excited and you're sat next to them and you're on the way to the airport tomorrow day, everyone's like, yeah, and we're out all day till like 10, 11 o'clock in the night. You're going to be...
Friday's my day to sleep.
Your arms folded.
Generally, I'll be
broken.
Eyes I won't make it.
Drooping.
I won't make it. I'll have to get a flight home early or something. Because I'll just get to like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And genuinely, on a Friday, I am broken from the week. And I just have a quick nap.
Find a little pub, one of those little cosy Irish pubs. Get yourself in the corner.
Yeah.
Get yourself a little pint of Guinness. Yeah. And have a quick snooze.
I'm sure it'll be good. Sure it'll be good. But right now, if someone said to me, do you want to go Dubs with everybody or do you want to go to bed? I'll probably say I want to go to bed.
And there you go. That, in just the space of a short couple of minutes, is our lives summed up.
Yeah.
Do we take fun and exciting, life-changing moments, or do we just take a little half hour in bed?
Do we make memories, or do we go sleep?
Or we make them up in a dream.
We go sleep. Dream about other things. What are you going to do tomorrow with your day off that you shouldn't really have?
Well, really? I've made a plan.
It's not fair that you got a day off.
I said, whenever I get a day off and it's weekday,
yeah,
I always jump up and go, I'm taking the kids to school, because I miss out taking the kids to school. I do like it. But I've said tomorrow, no. Tomorrow I'm going to stay in bed.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to tell the kids I'm off.
Right.
So, Jay, you just carry on as normal. Get the kids to school. And I'm going to sleep until I wake up naturally. And I can't tell you the last time I've done that. It's got to be 8 years at least before I had the kids. Am I making you feel worse? I'm going to probably get up and then get the coffee and get myself a nice breakfast. And then go and visit my dad. Then pick the kids up from school and I'll feel all refreshed because I'll have had like this amazing night's sleep. I'll probably go out for our tea, maybe. Go to the pictures as I take our Joseph to see the Avengers. I'm going to stop speaking now. Because you look like you want to find a window at the top of the tower and throw yourself out of it. Oh, Dave.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Thursday morning is going to be partly cloudy today. A little bit windy as well, highs of 13. It's like it's on a downward spiral. It was lovely at the weekend and now it's just going all rubbish again.
Is it going to go good again? Because everyone keeps joking, and I joke back, summer's over, that was it, did you enjoy it?
I don't know. I'd be surprised if it didn't. Surely summer's not done. I know everyone tries to be funny, but it's only, what are we, in May?
I'm always hopeful for September.
Yeah.
But between now and then, probably rain.
I don't know. I love some solid weather chat.
Yeah.
It's the sort of chat you have with someone you don't like at the bus stop.
We are proper middle aged now,
you know.
It's
happened, didn't it?
Shake it off. Right, everyone get thinking. It's time to work your brains out. Maybe you haven't spoken to anyone yet and you want to see if your brain still actually functions. I'm going to give you a question. Get it right and we'll send you off to the pictures.
It's so yellow.
No, it is so yellow. Don't you all? Because it's contagious.
It's all right. Okay. All right, ask the question and then we'll...
45. So almost 50%, 45% of employees have said it's never appropriate to do this with a co-worker.
Have a relationship.
No.
Go to the gym.
Ooh, go to the gym now.
Well, because you sort of see all their bits, didn't you?
Yeah, you see them at the waist.
Yeah, is it the answer or not? Let's have a chat about it, Leanne.
Totally not. 45% of employees have said, or agreed, it's never appropriate to do this. With a co-worker. What would you not do with a co-worker?
Do we get any sort of clue in what area? What area this is based in?
No.
Right, okay.
Because there's too many answers it could be.
Exactly. That's why I want it nailed down a little bit.
Have some fun with it.
Is it...
Let me think of a co-worker for you. Pete Price. What would you not do? What would you feel uncomfortable doing with Pete Price?
In a room on my own.
Being on your own with a co-worker is incorrect.
In a dark room.
In a dark
room. Especially. I'm going to have one more.
How are you now?
Yeah, because you gave me that one about Pete. So.
Okay.
Would it be 45% of people want to do this with a... what's the question wording again?
45% of employees said it's never appropriate to do this with a co-worker.
Employees appropriate with a co-worker. Is it
I'm gonna finish my cup of coffee.
Because I take this seriously. I think you throw it away when I ask questions.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with your body? And that's not a question,
It is something to do with your body. Can't do it without your body.
Show them their tan.
Tan lines.
Yeah.
Wipe it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Any ideas, though? 0151 4720 967. Tickets to go to the Odeon in Liverpool 1. Just once more.
45% of employees have said it's never, I repeat, never appropriate to do this with a co-worker.
Hello to Vicky, who's got us online right now, says, get interactive with them on the photocopy.
Never appropriate.
Okay.
We're drunk.
Martin, this gives an insight into Martin's life. He's listening in Crosby right now. Is it touch or tap their bum? Because touching and tapping are two distinctive things. And touching people's bums in Martin's workplace is a thing by the sounds of it.
No, it's inappropriate, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it is inappropriate.
But it's the wrong answer.
Okay. This is a good one.
Go on.
Hello to Marie, who's got us on in a speak right now. Is it tell them rude jokes? That's a good one, because especially at Radio City, HR go mad.
People have different boundaries, don't they? Yeah. But no, it's wrong. It's not right.
All right, give us a question just once more then.
45% of employees have said it's never appropriate to do this with a co-worker.
Okay, well, the phones are buzzing. Let's go to the first one. Who's that? Hello?
Hey, Kev.
Hey, Kev. How you doing? Kev, in the noisiest car in the world ever. Are you in a tank, Kev? What's the answers, mate?
Sleep with your co-worker.
Sleep with them.
Do the moods.
Oh, I sort of said that. A relationship, same thing.
Yeah, no, it's wrong.
No, it's the wrong answer. Cheers, anyway, mate. Have a great morning, Kev. Good luck in your tank. Literally, worst answer we ever heard.
Crazy, huh?
Next up is Stacey. How are you, Stacey? How are you this morning? Are you good?
Hi, I'm good, yeah.
Good. Okay, you're going to have a guess. What do you think the answer is, lovely?
Go to the toilet at the same time.
Oh, that is a good one.
Ooh, but what if it's a girl colleague and you're still talking and you're in the middle of a conversation?
No, stop the conversation.
Really?
Leanne, is it yes or no? A lovely little chat. Is it yes or no?
No, it's wrong. Sorry, Stacey.
Thanks, Stacey. Have a great day. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye.
Louise is next. Hi, Lou. What do you think the answer is, lovely?
I think it's go on holiday.
Oh, yeah, because it could cause
a
rift.
One.
Going on holiday with a co-worker is not right.
Okay, once more. Just once more. What's the question again?
45% of employees have said it's never appropriate to do this with a co-worker.
We're going to take one more call.
Yeah.
Because the news is coming. Andy, how are you, mate? You good?
Yeah, not bad, dude.
Go on then, your last person. What do you think the answer is, buddy?
Is it innuendos?
Is incorrect.
Oh,
apologies to everyone.
Massive letdown. Cheers, Andy. Have a great day, mate.
Bye, Andy.
Bye, buddy.
The answer is 45% of employees have said it's never appropriate to give a co-worker a...
kiss?
Hug!
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, okay.
You'd be happy with this. You hate hugs,
oh,
don't
I
you?
I hate hugs. And literally when Leanne leaves a room, she like goes on hugging everyone. I'm just like, don't even come near me. This is not a thing. Well, this is a good one. Good question.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well done.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
There is going to be trouble in Shay Kelly.
Go on, tell everyone what's going on, because I think this is going to get everyone talking. Everyone is going to have an opinion on what you're about to say.
So, as you know, September 2nd last year, I went and got married, didn't I? And because I'm tight, I waited to go on the honeymoon. Well, it was a joint decision.
Yeah.
And if we do it just before the year, you get all the perks of being a honeymoon couple on your holiday.
Very so you get, nice.
Like, free massages and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's got a honeymoon's package.
So did you take the wedding certificates as proof?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You get loads of free stuff.
Clever lad.
So that's what we're doing. We got married on August on September 2nd. We're going in August.
Yeah, good lad. Brilliant.
So anyway, Catherine turned around to me the other week and said, I was eating a packet of crisps, my favourite thing in the world ever. Crisps and biscuits. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And she says to me, oh, you have to stop that. What was I picking my nose? What do you mean? You have to stop eating them crisps. Why would I stop eating my favourite product? Oh, because you need to get slim for honeymoon. No, hang on.
The
hang
holiday on. Diet starts now.
No, I don't need to get slim for the honeymoon because I don't care. I'm happy. Yeah. It's my honeymoon. It's the best holiday I'm ever going to go on. Mm-hmm. I'll never be able to afford like this again because most of my mates are paid for it from the wedding.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not going on a diet. I'm going to make a stand, Leanne.
Well, it's almost like now is the time when you should be in training. If you're going on an all-inclusive holiday,
no.
You should be thinking now, how many biscuits can I eat? Because I'm going to get loads of free ones every day.
Oh, right.
So I need to eat as many as I can. So
you need to expand my belly.
Up the calorie count, yeah.
Oh, she's not happy.
No, she's not, is she?
I have decided, in all my 39 and a half year wisdom,
yes,
to make a stand.
Okay, so how are you going to do this?
I'm going to keep eating food, and I'm going to ignore it, and at some point, and I'm not sure when that will come.
Yeah.
At some point, I'll explain to her.
Yeah.
No, Catherine, I will not go on a diet. I don't care how fat I am, and if I look like a whale at the side of the pool.
To clarify, he's telling us this, and not actually Catherine.
No, not yet. No,
but he will.
No, but I will.
He's building towards that. So for now,
yes.
You're making a stand.
Yes.
You're not going to action any sort of
no,
diet.
Oh no, I'm not.
You will not slim down and look good on your honeymoon for the
fat.
Pictures. You will go as you are.
Yeah.
If not, a little bit fatter.
Because
you've still got a good 10 weeks.
Yeah.
To gain some more pounds before you put your Bermuda shorts on.
Exactly.
He's making a stand, everyone.
I'd like, however, before we get too fully involved,
we're all riled up now, aren't we?
I would like you to come on the radio and tell me this morning, whenever you stood your ground with your partner, did it work? And I'd like to know that for a friend. So if you get in touch now, when was the last time you made a stand with your partner, no matter what it was about, and did it work? And I'll pass it on to my friend who is listening now in his car.
Should he do it?
Yeah.
Should he be brave enough to make a stand, this friend, and not do what his wife's asking? Or have you got stories that back up the idea of maybe just doing as you're told?
Yeah. 0151 4720 967.
It's Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Have you stood your ground with your partner? Because I feel like I need to do it.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Was it worthwhile doing, or do you regret standing your ground?
50-50. I'm really going to say 50-50. It backfired big time and it wasn't good at the time, but when I look back at it now, I think everything happened for the reason.
You have got us line and sinker. Go on.
Alright.
Okay, this was quite a few years ago. I was only 19 at the time. I was in my first proper serious relationship.
Yeah.
And I was due to get married to this guy, but I very much wore the trousers in the relationship. Any decision that there was to be made, it was on my terms.
Okay.
Moved into our first house. Had all these big, massive ideas. It was going to be an amazing palace. And we had two rooms downstairs, front room, back room, and I wanted it knocking through. Do you remember with one of those arches to make it lovely all like?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. He was a painter and a decorator at the time, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He said to me, you can't have it, it won't work. So this one weekend, me and a group of university friends, we hired a wizard. And we started starting bit by bit to take this wall down. I thought, yes, looking good, really good.
Okay.
The hole got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then these cracks started to appear.
Oh, no.
By the end of the day, half of upstairs was downstairs. Little did I know, it was a supporting wall.
Of course
and
it was.
And he's probably told you that, and you've ignored him because that's what you...
I didn't I didn't know at the time that it could be done, but you needed all the right equipment, like hackers and steel bars.
Of course, yeah.
Right, I need to ask a question, right? So you stood your ground. You were wrong to stand your ground. We all know that. But you said at the start, you look back at it now and go, yeah, it was all right, that. How on earth was ruining your first house all right? How did that work out?
Because, as a result, he moved out, went back to his mum's. We didn't get married.
Yeah.
Obviously, in a completely different place.
So, you lost a fella, but you gained a through room.
There you go.
And a whole new life.
But it's also, if I correlate that story to my story, you're basically saying, if I get on that plane, it's probably going to crash. That's what you're saying. Okay, there you go, Catherine. I'm not coming. I'm not going on a diet.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Snoopy D.O. double jizzle for real. Oh, God, I'm so cool. What's that noise? And what was that noise then? What was that?
Because it's all right when the mic's on and you say stuff like that and I go, oh, yeah, all right. But when I know everyone's listening, you're like, I'm so cool. I'm like, oh, no, Dave, someone's going to correct you here.
No, but they're not.
They're going to burst
your bubble. They've got ears, Leanne. They've got ears.
Yeah.
They can hear.
They've also got Twitter and they like to tweet to correct you.
Shut up. Right, it's a quarter of 7:30. It's the Sing Starlet. Now, it's the longest Sing Starlet we've had in a couple of years. This is Jared. He's on day 10 of this song.
Hidden Waterhouses.
What is it?
What could the song be? Here are the clues you've had so far. It's a British female solo artist. We know it's not Rita Ora. Who could it be?
Now, it's tickets to go to The Double. I can't even be bothered.
I don't think you should. I think maybe WWE. Resty.
Really good on that.
Yeah, Resty. Oh, full switchboard. Did we say yesterday that might have given it away?
It was the artist's name.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. Can you say it again?
Yeah.
Cheers, Glenn.
It needs to go. What's today? It probably needs to go at some point today, because otherwise it'll be here, won't it?
Yeah.
16th of May it is at the WWE.
And we're off tomorrow, so it needs to go today, definitely.
Very good point.
Okay, so think of a Jess Glynn song. Fingers crossed you're going to pick the right one. Call us on 0151 472 0967.
Hidden Waterhouses.
Now, we're not on tomorrow because, I could bore you with the reasons why. But basically, we're being taken to Dublin. It's going to be a nice thing.
Say it with a happy face.
We're being taken to Dublin. It's going to be amazing. Now, Leanne's not going because...
There was an incident with my calendar.
Yeah, there was. So she's not going. She just gets a day off to stay in bed, which I'm not going to lie to you. That would be brilliant if I could do that. But I've got to go with everyone and be a team player.
Yeah.
And I am a team player. I'm such a happy member of the team.
You are? I do feel for you, though, to have a treat day that starts at the same time that you get up to go to work day.
Because everyone else, it's a novelty getting up early. But for me, it's like, I just want to be in bed.
It's like a work day without the nap.
And all I'm going to know all day is I'm on that flight and everyone's having fun in the airport because we're all buzzing because they get to do something different and be up that early. And all I'll be thinking is, Leanne's in bed right now.
When I grow up, I want to be famous. I want to be a star.
So in a minute, I'm going to scare everyone to death with something that Google are doing. You might have heard about this on Facebook. And when you hear it, it'll blow your mind.
Don't, I'm terrified to Google
it.
Anyway.
It really is scary. First, though, we're doing the Sing Starlet. Little Jared singing. But what is he singing for your chance to be at the WWE?
We know it's Jess Glynn. We don't know what song it is. Is someone going to finally put this song to bed?
Okay. I'm going to plough through the phones no matter what.
Go.
So I'm not being rude. We're just being fast.
Okay.
First up is Joseph. Joseph, what's the answer, mate?
Just Glynn, Hold My Hand.
Is it Hold My Hand?
Hidden Waterhouses.
Oh. Well, that was a bit of a major letdown.
There's loads of Jess Glynn songs, so we thought this might go on for a while.
Hold My Hand.
Wonder you got it right.
It's Yeah!
Woo! Joseph, you did it!
Well done, mate.
Is he laughing? Joseph, are you all right?
Yeah.
What school did you go to, Joseph?
I had a panic on then.
Anfield School.
Anfield School.
Hang on. There's no one else realised what's happening here. Has no one else realised?
No,
we just glossed over.
We're hoping that you don't do the child.
Oh no, I've just remembered.
Yeah, no.
I was too excited.
No.
And Joseph, you have won that competition. Well done!
Yay!
I feel like he's mocking me there.
Yeah.
Joseph, you're going to go to the WWE. Is that your favourite thing in the whole of the world?
No.
Who's your favourite, though? Have you got, like, a favourite wrestler, Joseph?
He's not listening. He didn't use words. Let me speak to him.
Joseph.
Have you got a favourite?
Joseph, who is it, love?
I'm talking.
Joseph, who's your favourite wrestler?
He's not even talking to you, is he?
He's hitting his mic down, aren't you?
No, I'm not
turning his mic
down.
Honestly, he's such a snide.
Joseph,
can I speak to Joseph in just a normal tone?
No.
Because we've had complaints.
But he's not talking to you.
I feel like we need to address the complaints.
Ask him a question now. Is he talking to you?
Turn his mic on.
He's on.
Joseph? Joseph, are you there?
Yeah.
No, see, he's not even listening to you.
Who's your favourite wrestler, Joseph?
Joseph, if you had
Dave,
to...
stop it!
If you had to pick a favourite wrestler, who would your favourite wrestler be?
Sin Cara.
Yeah, he's my favourite too. Is that the one with the two eyes, a nose and a mouth?
Listen, Joseph, no one can take these tickets off you. Thank you so much for putting up with us. And go and have the best night. Are you going to take your mum or your dad?
Thanks.
All right, Joseph.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Ciao, love.
Yeah, he was not talkative. And I'll tell you why. Because he was confused with an adult voice. He just left it with a kid voice. We're doing fine. This is the clip then. It's been going for 10 days.
Hidden Waterhausen.
Which bit of it is it? Yeah. That's what...
Hidden Waterhausen.
Oh!
Here we go.
I'm ready for this.
Woo!
Daddy's
ready.
Oh, very good. Jared has been amazing. Have we got another song from Jared? Oh, yes, we have. Yeah, because he's very good. This is a Sing Starlet on Radio City. Well done, finally got winner. Do you know what AI is?
Ooh.
AI. Artificial intelligence. So you know like these robots and stuff that look really human.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, well, Google, right. And I don't know if this is good, scary, terrifying,
yeah.
Or in a good way it's going to be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not seen it on Facebook, this thing, this Google Assistant?
No.
So you know at the minute you've got your phone, you say, hey, Google, and it listens to you.
Right.
And you can ask it questions, and it'll go and Google stuff for you and come back with an answer on your phone.
Right.
It's gone next stage, and I don't know if it's scary or not. So you might have seen this on Facebook or something like that, or you might never have heard this before, but Google have been working on AI, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And it's got to the point now where they've got a computer, so the Google Assistant can actually hold a conversation with a human and understand...
Yeah.
How you're speaking and the words you're using and the colloquialisms and everything. It will have a conversation.
Whoa.
So, you know, normally it sounds like a computer. And if you don't ask the right questions to the computer, it won't know what you're saying.
Right.
It'll understand you now.
So even my Scouse accent, it'll understand.
Yeah. No, genuinely, it's done accents. It understands what you're saying. So it's mind-blowing. So
because a lot of those machines, even just the most standard when
honestly,
you're growing up,
no, I
they
promise
go,
you, it
sorry,
works.
We don't know what you mean.
Because they did a video of it.
Yeah.
We'll share it online in a minute so you can watch the entire video. And it was a Puerto Rican lady who had such broken English.
And it still knew exactly what she was saying.
And it had a conversation with her. So this is a clip of it, right? And I don't know if it's cool or if it's scary or if we're all going to get attacked by like robots in years to come.
We're all going to lose our jobs because
well,
robots
exactly.
will do everything.
So this is the Google Assistant, right? This is in America, they did the big... Mm. Like opening, unveiling of it all. This is the Google Assistant ringing a hair salon to book an appointment. Now,
you would say to Google, do me a favour, go and book me an appointment.
Yeah, so you say to the Google Assistant, book me a hairdressing appointment between 10 and midday tomorrow.
And it'll do it.
And you don't hear it. Yeah. It just does it in the background. But this is what it does.
Go on.
So this is a real hairdressing salon in America that didn't know what was happening. And listen to the way the computer responds to her and the questions that she asked back. It's amazing, right? This will blow your mind in a good way or a bad way. This is the Google Assistant.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for
That's
something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
What service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
That is unbelievable.
It goes on and it books it. It completely books it.
But it's not like, hi,
no,
I would like to.
It sounds like a human.
It's like, hey.
And the other one, the other audio as well, which we'll post it online because I could sit and play it to you all day.
Mm.
But the other one is a Puerto Rican lady. She's broken English and she's not really making, I don't understand the sentences she's making.
But Google does.
But the computer understands what she's saying and sort of breaks it down and says, okay, well, I won't bother booking. I'll just turn up to your restaurant at this time.
The lazy side of Leanne says this is the best
amazing,
thing ever.
Right?
The very suspicious side of Leanne says it's the end of the world.
Exactly. And I don't know which side I fall on yet.
I feel like I need a drink.
Get in touch with the show. Facebook.com/Radio City Breakfast. Leanne and Dave's 1K Minute with Blue Air. Book your city break to Milan and Rome from Liverpool John Lennon Airport.
Now, we're not on tomorrow. We've got a day off, so... We're hoping there's a winner today because then we can end the week for us on a high. So let's go to the phone and see who's playing. It should be Maria Murphy from Walton. Hello.
Hiya.
How are you feeling? You feeling confident?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh. You sound it. You sound convincing.
The whole, yeah, sort of. Didn't really sell it for me. Okay, well, you've just dropped your daughter off at nursery and now you're off to work at Barclays. You usually get 7 or 8 out of 10. Have you ever got a 10 before?
Once, yeah.
Good. So you proved it can be done. You'd spend £1,000 on a big shopping spree with your daughter. What's her name, by the way?
Hazel.
Okay, so you're playing for Hazel here.
Yep.
10 questions, 60 seconds, win that grand. Did you hear the answer to question number one before the news?
Yep.
Hey, listen, you're laughing here, Maria.
So in the zone,
you're laughing.
Come on, Maria.
Here comes your 1K minute. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go.
Is the Piccadilly Underground?
Live.
Mrs. McCluskey was the longest serving head of what TV school?
Pass.
Complete Taylor Swift's hit, We Are Never Ever.
Getting back together.
What's Dorothy's dog called in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
What title is given to the wife of a duke?
Duchess.
What current TV soap began in the 1970s?
EastEnders.
Did Crosby reach 24 or 29 degrees on Bank Holiday Monday?
24.
I Can't Stay on Your Morphine because it's making me itch is from what Pink song?
Just Like a Pill.
What Italian city has about 400 bridges?
Rome. Venice.
Which PM did Michael Sheen play in The Queen? Prime Minister.
Churchill.
Mrs. McCluskey was the longest serving head at what TV school? TV school?
Greyfield.
And it was Greyfield as well. But you just ran out of time. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 out of 10. So on average, one for you today.
Oh, no, really.
Yeah.
And you were ploughing. I honestly thought you were going to get this.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was Grange Hill, question number two.
Oh,
what current TV soap began in the 1970s? It was Emmerdale.
Oh,
annoying.
It's lucky dip there with that one, though.
Yeah. And when that question was read to us in the meeting after the show yesterday, it was worded differently.
It was worded differently.
I think that's a bit harder,
little
the way they've written it.
Simon Greenan.
What Italian city has about 400 bridges? You said Rome, but you corrected yourself. It was Venice. So, fortunately, we have to take your first answer.
Mm.
And which PM did Michael Sheen play in The Queen? It was Tony Blair, not Churchill. Oh, man. But listen, well done anyway. You were solid.
Oh, you were solid.
Bravo, yeah. Maria.
Thanks for listening.
Be proud.
Oh, thanks very much.
Cheers, Maria. Take you later. Bye. Bye.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
So earlier on, then, I was chatting about the fact that Catherine, the wife, is trying to make me go on some sort of diet for our honeymoon. I'm trying to stand my ground. I don't want to do it.
Well, I see both sides. She wants you fit and fabulous for the pictures of the honeymoon, but also you love to eat.
I do love to eat. And why should I? I'm going to stand my ground,
Leah.
Although, am I going to stand my ground? I've been asking you all morning to get in touch. Let us know. Have you stood your ground? Did it work for you?
Do you regret it now?
Let's go at the phones again. Kirsty, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, yourself.
Well, I don't know. Let's chat about that after the call. have you stood up to your partner?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, would you advise that Dave does this as well?
Of course, you should, Jane.
Right, okay.
If you believe you're all right, you go for it, Dave.
Well, what did you stand your ground over?
A lovely car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. I've always wanted a convertible.
Mm. Right.
Always. And me and my partner decided we're taking that next step. We're going to buy a car together. And I put my foot down. I wanted this convertible.
Okay. He said no, he didn't want a convertible. Did you give you any reasons why?
Practical, you know, silly things like that.
Yeah, the old practical argument.
Okay.
Yeah,
how did it end? Did it work out well for you? Because this is the crux of the matter. Am I going to get burnt if I say I'm not doing the diet?
For the first 2 months, gorgeous weather, top down, everything worked perfect. Then we bought a house and decided to move, and we couldn't fit nothing in the car to move with.
Oh, no.
So we had to go and hire a big van. But my partner doesn't like driving vans, so I had to end up driving this big van.
So you ended up doing a house move practically on your own because you stood your ground and bought a convertible?
Yeah, but I still stand by it. We wouldn't have to buy it. We'd get a van anyway.
Have you still got that convertible?
No, because we had kids and had to get a big
car. Oh, it's a big car crash, isn't it? Oh, do you know, I don't know what to take from these calls. I don't know what to take from them.
I don't know. I think you can keep playing, Dave.
Well, no one's had a success so far, have they?
No.
What I need to do is probably just go along with it. That's what I need to do. You all right, Danny?
Yeah, good, mate, thanks.
Have you ever stood your ground with your partner?
I tried to. But obviously, oh, she got away, didn't she?
This is what we need to hear.
This is a theme.
Especially from another man. I feel like Dave needs to hear from you what happened and what you learned from the experience.
We went to Mallorca about 3 years ago with the kids.
Yeah.
Went to a lovely hotel for the kids, you know, with all a little water park and whatever. The kids loved it.
Yeah.
So, brilliant holiday. We had 2 weeks there. Come home. Time to go next year. She's decided, oh, we're going to try somewhere different. I was like, well, the kids loved where we were. Let's just go back. We know what we're getting there. It's great. Okay.
Stand your ground, Danny. Stand your ground.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, no, we've been to Mallorca. Let's try Menorca.
Yeah.
No, love, to be honest, I want to stay where... I know where we've been.
That's right, mate.
Yeah.
We're happy. Yeah. My missus, I can say this now, I've just dropped her in work.
She brave gets her man. Away, don't she?
Yeah. So off we go to Menorca. What do I say? We ended up in some town, I don't even know where, nowhere near, and we spent 2 weeks sat looking at each other, no bars nearby, literally 10-15 minutes walk to the nearest shop.
So Danny, what you're saying is, you're supporting Dave, you think he should stand his ground because you didn't, and you paid the price.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just going to go on the diet. I think just the easiest option, isn't it?
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Breakfast song time. Are you ready?
Yes.
You just had a little bit of a coughing fit there with your asthma.
I haven't got asthma. I've got mild asthma.
No, you've got asthma and you need to... Oh, you're so annoying.
I know, I'm sorry.
When you moan about your dad and, oh, my dad says he's not ill when he's ill. Right, yeah, that's you.
I've got that gene.
That's now
mate.
You.
You can't be sick.
Yeah.
You're not allowed.
But you've got asthma. What did the doctor say to you yesterday? You got asthma, Leanne?
She said, we'll try different medicine. I said, what?
What, asthma medicine for an asthmatic? listen, here's your breakfast song. You're mentioned in the form of a rhyme. Here
Thanks,
we go.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Belinda is losing the plot. Poor Belinda. She forgot to set her alarm last night. Tomorrow, Jude's marrying Scott.
Happy birthday to Layla Ranson. It's her 8th birthday. That's from Mummy, Daddy and your big sister, Isabella. Thank you for listening. Mrs. Lee is travelling to work with us somewhere now. Thanks for the song. All of Mr. Lake's class performing the Rejoice Assembly today. Don't know what it is, but it sounds amazing and I want to be there. Hello to Kirsty and Mel and Sarah. We're on the way to work right now. To Naomi is on the way to work at the Echo. To Nathan, who wants to go to his best friend, Gaz. And he'll see you later tonight for a few cheeky ones for your birthday. And also hello to Simon, who's listening in Chester, working on the scaffolding. Cheers for listening, Si.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Nina, enjoy your trip to San Fran.
Oh, that's nice.
Last night, Julie.